So the shear was given by, it wasn't such a long shear, but it was given by Shira Smiles, and everybody expected to get, you know, all those papers that she always gives and everything, but she didn't. What she did, if anybody knows, stop me, because it's not fair, but if not, it's something nice, because it's next week is still before Tu Bishvat. Tu Bishvat is Thursday, Wednesday night. But I think it's worthwhile being prepared. And that's why it's always good to give a shiur on something a little bit before. She spoke Musar, and listen to what she said. She claimed that she saw it in a sefer, which I know, but it's called Marchelev, you know, from all kinds of ways how the lev functions, and as well in Tamei Mitzvot, etc. And she says that, you know, it says that she didn't say, I'll tell you what, where she gets. In Parashat Shoftim in Dvarim, you have the famous sentence. You have it as well in Tehillim. We have it in a different way, a little bit in Shir HaShirim. We have that man is compared to a tree. And since Tu Bishvat, Hamisha Asar B'Shvat is connected with the trees, so the Pasuk is Ki Ha'adam Etz HaSadeh. So she said, in order to know what our role is in this world, what we should do, let's analyze the tree. And it made me smile because, not because of her name, it made me smile because psychologists, especially children psychologists, they always ask a child to make a tree, to design, to draw a tree. And you say you can see so much from trees. So it's very, very interesting. So what's the story? You know, you make a tree, and we know from Pirkei Avos and from other places that if the child makes very, very deep roots and very little leaves and everything, it's very healthy because the tree will hold. If you have very few roots and a lot of flowers and leaves and everything, it's very fragile, the tree is fragile because you don't have the roots, etc., etc. So it's just very interesting. But she said, what are the specific characteristics of a tree? So you tell me, what would you say are the characteristics specifically of a tree?
It stands up straight.
Very good. It stands up straight.
The leaves produce good things, and they take in bad things, carbon dioxide, to make oxygen.
Yeah. And?
They attract birds and bees.
Yeah, very nice. All kinds of things. Brenda, you have an idea? I don't hear you. Ah, you're on mute.
You don't hear. I'll tell you what it is. I have a workman here now. Just thinks. I have to go around with him. A few things are broken, and he just came now. So I'm listening with half an ear. Otherwise, I will listen to the recording.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, no
I hope in a few minutes I will be okay. Okay.
Let
Sorry.
Let me say, anybody that wants to speak should speak, because Bryna, Miriam, Elisheva, I don't see you. I only know that you're here. And so the first thing is that it has deep roots in the ground. The second thing that, like you said, Betty, it grows high. A salad doesn't grow high, right? A potato and a beet doesn't grow high. A tree grows, yeah, higher or lower, but it goes towards the top. Third thing, which is very interesting, it gives shade, and it has a capacity to make more trees with the grains, with the fruit, with whatever, to make more trees. The most important seems to be the roots. Why? Because if you have a leaf which is a little bit rotten, which a bird knocked or whatever, okay, you take off the leaf or whatever. But if the root has a problem, then the whole tree might go rotten, or many, many leaves, many fruit, etc., won't grow properly. Okay? So what are the roots, which are the most important? They are the midot. And that's the midot of a person. And the problem in this world of the 21st century is that people are only looking for the result and for the success and, you know, to just be shiny and seen and everything. Not only roots are inside the earth, but what you can achieve in this world is not what people think, but to become a better person, to have good midot, and therefore to train the child the right way, to be a role model, etc., etc. Okay? So therefore, the roots is the midot. And you have to work on the midot. And how do you work? So if I take a pen in my hand and I let it go, it will go down. And like that with everything lachatrila. Why? Unless it's a feather and it's lighter than the wind or whatever, but because of gravity. But the sap in the tree goes upside down. It goes up, the opposite of nature. You go against nature. So the hint to it is very, very nice that the sap, bichlal, not just the sap, even the water. You pour water in the ground and it will go inside the tree from down to up. It will go up in the roots. And what is a limud? That you work on yourself by going against nature. You go against gravity and you go against nature. When a person says, you know, that's the way I am. I am lazy. I know I'm lazy. You know, you don't go against nature to the point that to get up in the morning is against nature and to go to sleep is against nature. In Mesilat Yesharim, it says a person is on a horizontal position. It's very hard for him to go in a vertical position. You don't like to change. You like to stay where you are. It's warm. You're in bed. And at night, you go around in circles and you don't go down. You don't think of the future that the next day you want to be less tired. And therefore, you don't go to sleep. You're vertical, you don't go horizontal. Okay? You have people that say, that's the way I am. Meaning, natural. You know, but why are you always looking at what somebody else has? That's the way I am. I have a nature which is jealous. That's the way I am. Excuse me. We're not in this world to be that the way I am. And the same thing with, it's my nature, you know. We are here to overcome the nature, to go against nature. And that's why Tu Bishvat has this lesson, because we're compared to trees to have things helping us go against nature. Like to a child, you wouldn't say, stop it. You would say, I know it's hard for you, but you'll manage. This is a chinuch that you have to learn to teach a child and to learn from Tu Bishvat. There are gdoilim who at the age of 80, remember there was a story of one of the gdoilim that at the age of 80 was telling the story that when he was 6 years old, there was a sweet on the table and he had to fight not to take it because it looked hefker. But he knew that it might not be, and he didn't take the sweet, the sukaria. And he said it at the age of 80. How can it be? Because he remembered the fight. He remembered that for so many years, he had to fight not to take a sukaria. Because life is made of challenges and of working against nature. Okay? Now, what is the song we sing when it gets to Tu Bishvat? Ashkedia, Ashkedia Porachat, right? Meaning, yeah. When you get to Tu Bishvat, you know, it's true, you have one tree, which is the fastest, which is Ashkedia. But the truth is, when are you mevarech on the trees? Only from
Nisan.
From Nisan, exactly, thank you. From Nisan and not from Tu Bishvat. Because what's happening on Tu Bishvat is what I said, but the beginning of the sap in the trees. But you don't see it yet. So we learn from it that you celebrate what you don't even see yet. And life doesn't always have happy ends like in stupid novels, you know, watery novels. And it doesn't mean it's a failure. It's not a failure as well. Sometimes it looks sad, but in the end it finishes great. So you begin. The story of Tu Bishvat is not when you see the result and you have all kinds of trees already, but the opposite, before, when you know, when you trust that there is already sap, but not yet the thing. So all this is learned from Tu Bishvat. If you think about the fact that man is compared to the tree of the field, very, very nice. Okay? The like it says in the Mesilat Yesharim, that the whole life is to be omed benisayon and not to have results. Lo alecha hamelacha ligmor does not mean that you don't finish something. You can be lazy, you don't have to finish something, chas v'shalom. But it means that the end result is depending on Hashem and not on you. You can make all the efforts in the world, and therefore we are judged on the effort and not on the on the process and not on the end goal. Okay, what counts is the process. One never finishes anyway. We begin at the in the middle, we end in the middle, we're not there forever, etc., etc. At kedekach that Pesach, people think that Pesach, you're feasting the Yetziat Mitzrayim. But not only, you're even feasting the Shibud Mitzrayim because it taught you so much. But you always know it afterwards. Okay? And even if it's hidden, but that's what makes us grow. Even if the result doesn't come out clearly, but that's what makes us grow. It makes us stronger, it makes us grow, etc., etc. And they say that Rav Gedalia Shor, you know, Or Gedaliahu, used to take the moror of the Seder plate and kiss it. Because the moror makes you grow. At the same time, Chas v'sholam, don't ask for Nisayon. Al tevienu widaven. Al tevienu lide Nisayon velo lide bizayon, etc. But if it comes, it means it's meant for you to grow. And I don't say kiss it, it's a too high madrege, but accept it. Okay, and know that it makes you grow. So this is all, it's very, very interesting. I want to add to it because I'm mixing my own things and what she said, that was her basis. She gave a light shiur. You know, when you give the search shiur, it happened to me today, I was somewhere else and I had to give the search shiur. So as well, I give different if I give the third than the first or the second, because by then, there are people who leave because they say it's too much. Yeah, you don't begin giving all the gematriot on the search. You don't have the head to make the cheshbon anymore. Anyway, you know the machloket between when was the world created. And the world was created, there are two opinions, and both are true. The world was created in Tishri, the world was created in Nisan, and it's not either or. It was created theoretically in Tishri. The dimension of thought is in Tishri, and the dimension of tachlis, of action, was in Nisan. And it's very, very interesting. HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the beginning planned on creating the world in within. And that's why the first perek of the creation is only Elohim. But he saw that was in the world of thought. He did create the world in Tishri, within, listen well, but in the world of action, once man is there in the world, it's impossible because we wouldn't survive. Any mistake, we wouldn't be there anymore, and therefore he had to add Rachamim, and that's why Hashem Elohim, okay? So it's very, very interesting. In other words, I'll go a little bit further. For those that can survive within, if it would exist, Gevaldig. For those that could survive within, I think you just came in, Judith. Hello, I don't see you, but I, yeah. For those that could live within and be judged and survive. Hello.
Yeah. Hi, everybody.
Yeah, everybody, thank you. So for those that could survive, Dean is in a certain sense almost better, because instead of taking tzedakah, instead of taking chesed, you survive with Dean, okay? So, and then your Olam Haba is perhaps richer, I don't know exactly, but okay, in the world of Neshamot, in the world of Olam Haba, it's a world of Dean, because you deserve it. But in order for enjoying Olam Haba, it has to be earned. And then we have the Neshama, which is placed in this world further away from Hashem, to be able to make efforts and to earn the Olam Haba. You understand what I'm saying? And to recreate the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even in a world of Hester, okay? And that's through Torah, through mitzvot, etc., etc. One of the examples which is given, I mentioned it quite a few weeks ago because we stopped for a while now. I'm happy we begin again, but it's Yaakov Avinu. You know why Yaakov Avinu is the only one that we say, Al tira avdi Yaakov, nu motze Shabbos, you know, Amar Hashem le Yaakov, Al tira avdi Yaakov. Why should he be afraid? All the avot are not afraid, because like we say in davening, like you helped me before, even though I didn't deserve it, you'll help me in the future. This is Vitochon. You'll help me in the future as well. This is with Chesed. But if you want to be Zoche Bedin, then you are afraid, because it's almost impossible to be totally Zoche Bedin. That's why Al Tira of the Yaakov. So Yaakov is one of those. And another one which they mention, who is on the level, says the Shlach HaKadosh of being Zoche Bedin, is Rabbi Akiva. Okay, and that's why when Moshe Rabbeinu saw the suffering of Rabbi Akiva, he said, Lama, Lama, how can he be? He said as well in Mitzrayim, Lama hare ota lama ze, why did you hurt so much these people? But this is what the Zu Torah Zu Schara, and what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer? Kach ala machshava lefanai. That was a thought that came to me. When is the thought? The thought is Tishri. The thought is not Nisan. Nisan is Elamaise, making it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered that the thought that came to me. The thought that came to me, meaning that Rabbi Akiva is trying to make it Bedin. You understand? You have now the chat on Kach Ala B'machshava. B'machshava means Tishri. And how is Rosh Hashanah called? Called Yom Hadin. Now, you know, in both cases, we have, I'll tell it to you in a minute, but so quiet, because this came to me in my thought, okay? This is what I originally planned, totally din, okay? But once you do both, okay? So the world was created with judgment, with din, and teva, which hides Hashem. And therefore you have to be Zoche Bedin, because it's so hard when you don't see Hashem. Teva is rules, is tough. It's always the same thing going. And that's again, this is again Din. This is again Kach Ala B'Machshava. This is Tishrei. Okay? The Bnei Yisochor says that before the conception of a human being, a lot of things are decreed in heaven. You know, you daven 40 days before the Yetzirat Havlad, the baby is conceived, you have this and this and this and this, okay? And the creation of Tishri is the creation of man theoretically. But when did it begin? It began 25th of Elul. And when was the real day? Right? The real day was Rosh Hashanah. The Lemaise is Nisan. So 25 days, 25th of Adar, and then the 1st of Nisan. 40 days prior to those days, yeah? Mm-hmm. You have. So you have the 15th of Av and the 15th of Shvat, which are parallel. Parallel, it's 40 days difference, okay? Very, very interesting. And on both of these days, first of all, what is happening on the 15th of Av? On the 15th of Av, it was a stopping of the cutting. There are five things that made us happy. Mm. One stopped cutting the wood for the burning of the altar because it was dry. The sun had totally dried the sap in the trees. And what happens on the 15th of, on Tu Bishvat? The sap begins growing in the trees. Okay, so what do we learn from trees? All this is still on the first one. What do we learn from trees? That this is the time of beginning, the time of, in a hidden way, beginning. Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch says that Choref, where it looks like everything is covered by snow, with snow and totally dead, but it's absolutely not dead. It's all working inside in a hidden way, in its nearest digger way. And that's why the letters of Choref are the same letters as what? Perach. Same letters exactly. Because without Choref, you don't have Perach.
Oh, that's nice.
You see, Ki ha'adam etz ha'sadeh.
It's very interesting because I was just thinking that Choref is like Charif. It's sharp.
It's Charif for men because since it's hidden, it's harder to get it. Eh? So it's Charif for men. Eh? Okay, yeah. So it's very, very, very interesting. I'll tell you something fascinating afterward that I found as well. But let's go further. We said that the second specialty of the tree, you remember that when Achashverosh made his second banquet, he made it b'chatzar ginat bitan hamelech. And it's not like it sounds, bitan like bait, you know. Gitan, b'chatzar, bitan, sounds like a bait. Gina, it sounds like a gun, hamelech. But Rashi says that bitan is pardesim of trees, and gina is where vegetables are. What do you think? If one would propose you to, at a beautiful, expensive chatuna, to sit in a gun of yarakot, you know, you have a salad under your feet or a tree over your head, what would you choose? A peach tree with a fantastic smell over your head or a lot of salads under your feet and roots and everything. Of course, you would choose the tree, right? So the chatzar ginat bitan, he made according to the level of the people to give them more pinuk. But the meister trees go high. And why? To realize, yeah, that we have to be on of, okay? So we go towards the top, but we are on of. Now, you remember that Matan Torah, in Matan Torah, we had a very interesting fight between the mountains. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to give the Torah on Har Sinai, which is one of the smallest mountains. And why not, if you want to teach really Anova, why not in the valley? I would have given the Torah, if I would have been Hashem, or Hashem I'm not, it's too difficult, this world, but I would have given it by Yam HaMelech, the lowest place in the whole world, which just by chance, of course, by chance, is Eretz Yisrael, minus 400 meters. In other words, that's Anova. I would have given around Yam HaMelech, I would have given the Torah. Why on a mountain? On a small mountain, but on a mountain. Yeah? Because the trick is not to have nothing to sell and then to be an honor. It's to, on one hand, to aspire to the highest, but on the other hand, to be an honor. So it has to be a tree. A tree goes up because it goes up, but remember that. You understand? Hashem wants us to be like a tree that wants to go up. So we said that the sap goes against nature, and therefore we have to work on ourselves against nature. But on the other hand, we have to want to go up. In, you know, there are people that are very honored when it's a question of not doing. And then suddenly they say the funny story of a guy that says, Elokai, at the end of Shmona Esrei, you know, that you know, Netzor Lashani, etc. And And because we are Afar Va'efer, and he's shittling and he's saying that he's Afar Va'efer, and somebody moves him during Shmona Esrei or steps on his toe on during Shmona Esrei, and he begins screaming at him, "Who do you think you are?" Da, 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 da. In other words, be very careful. Like it says, we have two pockets. In one, we are Afar Va'efer, and in the other pocket, what are we? We are not Afar Va'efer, but Bishvili Nivra
Ha'olam.
And if we make, exactly, and if we make mix up, and we we say Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam, because I want the ice cream. On the other hand, and on the other hand, you know, please go somewhere else because you have a car and you're the only one that has the strength to do it. So go and do this. No, I'm nobody. Who am I? I can't do it, you know, whatever. You are mixing up the pockets, says Rav Nachman Mibreslev. Okay? So we have to be wanting to, aspiring to the highest, with knowing that without the help of Hashem, we can't do it. This is another. Moshe Rabbeinu knows exactly who he is, but he doesn't think that he did it himself. This is the most anav of anybody that happened. Okay? So this is the tree. Isn't it beautiful? It's a very, very nice one. The third one is that it gives shade. Okay? When we take fruit from a tree, it's lovely, and he left fruit again, but you're taking away something from the tree. And when you need for a party a lot of the leaves, so you cut the leaves, you took something from the tree. But what is the tree giving away when it gives shade?
Nothing. You don't have to take anything from the tree. You just sit near it.
It's a nice idea. You don't take anything away from yourself when you're a giver. Rav Dessler says, givers and takers. You don't. And Rav Steinman used to say, from being mevater, right, you don't lose ever. Right? So when you give shade, which is so important, but silochimadati, you know, Shirashirim is full of the tzel, and it's so many things, the tzel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says in Shirashirim, in Tehillim, Hashem tzilcha. In other words, he does to us how we do to others. He's a bit like our shade, our shadow, okay? He doesn't do something different. He follows us, the way we behave with others and everything. So it's a very, very interesting idea, okay? So by being a very generous and being the shadow, the shade, for others, which is so important sometimes, where we take nothing away from ourselves. And if a person realizes that by giving he's not losing, so this is a shade. Yes, Brenda.
Yes, Rav Hutner has a whole maimer about this. Torah's chesed. What is Torah's chesed? Torah's chesed is Torah that is taught. And Torah, it's like a kiner mitzvah of Torah or... When Moshe Rabbeinu had to give from his light to the Zakenim, he didn't lose anything. You don't lose anything when you're teaching.
Number one, when you teach, you don't lose anything. And number two, on the opposite, in Shamayim, it's very often written on your name. But it's more than that. Halachically, we see it on Shabbos. If the goy makes for you a cup of tea and you didn't ask for it, but you're not allowed to drink it because he used more water. But if he put the light on for himself, and even if the for himself is to do something for you, but you didn't ask him to put the light on, you're allowed to tell him not to extinguish it and not to close it, and you're allowed to use it. Because ner le'echad, ner le'mea. Light Torah or ner le'echad, ner le'mea. Now, it doesn't mean that so many times Morot in Beit Yaakov get very frustrated because they worked on preparing a shiur for 5 hours, and then somebody else asks them for their notes and has a shiur the day before her and ends up giving the shiur that she had prepared. So you have to have a big tzitkes mind not to be upset. But this is women, this is shiurim. In general, whatever you share with others, you don't lose from it, because the reward and the schar is so much bigger, and your mezake others, etc., etc. It's very, very beautiful. Okay, so I like the shade very, very much. Okay, so the tzel doesn't take away anything from the others. And by the way, תחת אשר לא עבדת את השם אלוקיך בשמחה ובטוב לבב, ועבדת את אויביך. A person has to be בשמחה. What is the secret of being בשמחה? Okay, hormones and metabolism and being healthy and everything you want. But the truth is, if you're an honor, then you don't have a problem. What does it mean you don't have a problem? Because לא מגיע לי, nothing is mine anyway, so I'm very, very happy to share it, to give it to the other, or the other one has it, because anyway, lo magia li shum davar, so I'm happy from what I have. The secret of Rav Yankele Galinsky, I told you 10 times, they asked him, how could he be always with a smile? He suffered in Siberia, the Shoah, he buried 3 of his own children, which is the opposite of nature, and always in a smile, a novardoker, a real novardoker. And he said, I'm so small. You know, he was very, very, he was 5 feet, not even. And he said, a bottle is always half full and half empty. But I'm so small that even when I go on my toes, I only see the first part, the half full bottle. He had a sense of humor which kept him alive. Okay, so what's the idea behind? The idea, it's so beautiful. The idea is that when lo magia li, then you're happy to share. Because if I have, wow, unbelievable, why do I have, etc. But when a person thinks, has gava, gava means that, I mean, bishvili nivra olam, the world belongs to me. Everything is mine. So why should somebody else have it? And if somebody else has it, then I'm going to miss some. So I can't be happy. I'm always memurmar, I'm always bitter. You understand? So it's all connected, all those things that you learn from the tree. You learn from the tree, okay? And it's very, very interesting. I like this idea that the Mei Socher, that the sap stops on two be'av, and therefore the trees, the wood is very, very dry, whereas it re-begins, but in a way that it's hidden, to give koiches by Tu Bishvat, a bit of patience. We have to have patience, and makes a whole difference, okay? The last thing is that the tree has the capacity to, not like the vegetables, why banana do we say adomo? Because it's new each time. But a tree will rebuild itself, will have the capacity either to have children, or, and children means students, and children means people that you're helping in life. Children means a lot, doesn't Ele Toldot Yaakov Yosef, Ele Toldot Noach. It means his history, it means his children, it means his good actions, it means all those things that we have the koach to be hashpa'ah for others. And if we do this, then we can daven for the geula, etc., etc. Isn't it nice? This is a little bit of course, we could invent a continuation of the shir, and like Betty said, she brought many other things that we learned from the tree, but these are the basics of the tree. I added a lot of points, but that's how she said something, an easy shiur, which was a search here on Monday morning. People were astonished because it's not our style usually, but it seems that she changed a bit her style. So I did it, and it doesn't matter if we rehear and rehear it, because there are things we have to hear. Now I want to know, what would you like to learn? I'll tell you, I had a cheshek, and we have a very big personality that passed away, who was a very special person. I knew him personally because I'm European. It was Rav Matityahu Salomon. Oh. And Rav Matityahu Salomon has beautiful books, which are as well called Matnat Chayim. You know, it's very interesting. But he spent, when I was in Gateshead, he was Mashgiach Koton, meaning he was waking up the boys. And he made his way very, very high. He became the main Mashgiach of Gateshead. At some point, America wanted him very much. They felt that they need somebody normal and good and etc. And Rav Shach told him he went to Gdolim. Each one goes always to a Gdol bigger than him that has no negiot. And he said, don't go yet. Go in 10 years. He waited 10 more years and then he went to America. Ad hayom hazeh Gateshead is missing him. And now America is missing him. The last few years he wasn't well, but he was alive. Makes a whole difference. And one of his Talmidim Muvhakim is a famous Avner Gold who wrote children's books. And Avner Gold, it's not his real name. Avner Gold is Rabbi Reinman, who wrote two books of the Sichot of Rav Matityahu in America. And I would like to work on one or two or three of these Sichot. You know, during the first, the Shreishim will be over by the time we learn, but not at least a year, and not to do this for a whole year, but a little bit. He doesn't say as many chidushim as he makes things very, very clear. And I read an article where they say that he made the hashkofes clear. People are so mixed up nowadays. We don't know what we're thinking and everything. Do you want?
Yes, I say yes.
Yeah, that's
yes,
good.
Very good.
Good. Okay, very so good.
Meanwhile, you begin thinking of something that we will do, which is a following, you know, which is a follow-up of something. Okay? So,
okay.
Thank you.